Hello, G and Divas. We're just popping up in case you're deep in episodes from years ago to tell you that very soon you can see us in the cinema.
Hello from the future. It's future William and Jordan here. Stop living in the past and get up today. Next Tuesday, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help I Sex and My Boss Live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sexandmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sexandmyboss.com/cinema.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's up with you?
I'm drinking from a mug.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't have any China cups.
And you've just made me eat what I can only describe in the politest possible terms as something that even the cat would turn their nose up at.
It was... Right, you're annoying me.
Did you just serve me whiskers?
No. It was corned beef hash.
Right.
And you've even... Right, I'm not being funny. You're whinging because you're drinking out of a mug. You're whinging that you've had corned beef hash, and now you're whinging that your mince pie's too hot.
It's hotter than Shawn Mendes bending over.
Hello, and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, how do you tell a podcast presenter that his place is a shithole compared to Williams? Ben's written the script today. Like, how do you tell a podcast presenter that his place is a shithole compared to Williams? And is it okay to wake your dad up if he's snoring on Christmas Day? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson? And we're not at our usual studio, are we?
No, more's the pity. I'm more Chateaubriand, you're more corned beef hash.
So,
do you know what a Chateaubriand is?
Cheese?
No, for God's sake. No.
What is it?
It's a very nice cut of beef that you normally share between two people.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like fillet plus, or for our American listeners, fillet.
Right. Last week, we got a bit drunk, okay? We apologise. And the week before that, we got a bit drunk. This week...
We're at Jordan's, said we're going to get smashed.
This week, we're at my house because we're having our Fistmas party. It was something that happened a few weeks ago. Rachel emailed and said she has a thing called Fistmas, Friends at Christmas. I've invited Ben and William round. Ben was late because the train got delayed. So whilst we were waiting for Ben to get here, William and I had a few gin and Dubonnets.
Can I just point out with where you live? Okay, you, as Ben said, when are you moving to London? I don't know how many trains and buses I had to get on to get here.
I live in North London, right? And it was
No, you don't. You live in South Burnley.
God, no, I do. I live in.
You're in zone 18.
So this is my Christmas party, Fistmas, Friends at Christmas. Ben got here late, so me and William got on the G&Ds a bit early. And it's fair to say, William's a bit squiffy, aren't you?
I'd need to be in this part of the world.
So, first of all, we've had a Fistmas dinner. What do you make of the corned beef hash?
I can honestly say, with my hand on my heart, it was the best corned beef hash I'd ever had.
You've never had corned beef hash before?
No, which is why it was the best.
Would you have it again? I'm pouring the G&D.
Oh, mind the plate. Don't damage the delicate china.
Would you have it again?
If you produced it for me again.
Yeah?
I would have no choice.
Okay. You didn't like it.
No.
Ben, did you like yours?
The thing is, yeah. Look.
What are you looking at Ubers for already? It's not that bad, is it? Okay, he's booking an Uber here. I've invited you around to my... Right, describe my house then. Describe.
Well, I think later on maybe we'll go... If there's time, we'll go for a bit of a tour, shall we?
Yeah.
We're currently sitting in your drawing room. And...
Drawing room? It's a frigging three-bedroom flat that I share in London. We don't have a drawing room. It's that rough round here. Mike Tyson's the Avon lady. We don't have a bloody drawing room. I can tell you that for free. You've never been to my house before, have you?
No.
No?
No, but thanks for inviting me.
Who are we going to toast to? To Jordan's Christmas party.
Let's toast to Jordan.
Oh!
I think let's toast to you. You are our host.
Oh!
With the most. I mean the least. So let's at least toast to you. Remember, don't drink to yourself.
What do I do again? If someone toasts
just
to you...
acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And then put the glass down.
Okay. Do I not take a sip?
No.
Right. I do listen, mate. Go on, you do it.
Good, because you're part of it. Here we go. Jordan. Now, you've put the glass down. We've all seated. We've all been seated. Now you can have a sip of your drink.
Oh, that's a white touch. Oh, we've never toasted to me before.
No, I don't think we have. Don't get used
to
it.
Oh, hang on. It's our last episode. We should... toast to everyone that's listened to this series as well.
Well, it's a subsidiary toast.
A what?
A subsidiary toast.
How do you do that?
Don't get me to say it again.
How are we going to get through this episode if you smashed already? Seriously. Get him to the frigging Priory. Do you want another coffee?
No, I'm not in that mug.
Oh, for God's sake.
Didn't come round here for a thick rim.
Right. I don't even... Oh, G and Divas, this is going to be a disaster. It's meant to be my Fistmas party. I want everyone to have fun. I want others to do fun and games. I've put biscuits on a plate, look.
Yep.
I've put biscuits on a plate. I've got you a mince pie. How are you getting home, by the way?
How am I getting home? Yeah. Concord. So far away from where I live.
It's not... I live in London.
You don't.
Why is it...
Where do you pay your council tax?
Barnet.
Aberdeenshire.
Jesus. Right. I'm on a downer now. You didn't like me corned beef hash. Ben's already booked.
No, can I say about your flat? It is incredibly clean.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly clean.
Mr. William Hanson, you have made my day. Me and my housemate, Lenya, not Joe, because he don't give a shite. We have scrubbed this flat from top to bottom. She texted me this morning. She was so nervous at work, she got up early to re-clean a bathroom. She said, and I quote, "It's like having a royal visit."
I'll be honest, it does reek of bleach.
There is a strong smell of
bleach. I
do
feel like the Queen. The Queen goes around the place thinking that the whole UK smells of fresh paint. It's a bit like that.
Because everyone paints?
Mm.
Yeah.
This reeks of bleach.
Do you like having the hyacinth bouquet effect on people? Literally, I couldn't sleep last night. I had marigolds on this morning, scrubbing my shower. You're not even going to check my shower.
No, I'm not even going to have a shower in it.
If you're lucky.
Have you got a loo seat yet? Because last week you told us you didn't have a loo seat.
I've got one fitted, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I got it from Wilko.
Luxury.
This is only a tenner.
It's not a Villeroy and Boch one, is it?
A what?
Villeroy and Boch.
What's that?
They make lavatories.
Is that like Armitage Shanks?
Yes, but upmarket.
What are Armitage Shanks?
I don't know.
They're like a toilet, mate. You always see them lavatory. In public toilets. Mm. Lavatory. Anyway, we're at my
house.
I don't
hang around public lavatories, do you?
Sum up my apartment.
Would you like me to talk about your decor?
Yeah, go on then.
Well, you've got a clock on the wall that's showing the incorrect time.
Right. When the clocks went back a few weeks ago, we realised I put the clock up, but... we're not allowed to use nails. The landlord said we're not allowed to use nails. So we use those sticky wall things.
No more nails.
No, it's like the plasters, the stickers. We tried to take it off and it wouldn't come off and we don't have any more of the stickers. So we're just going to leave it till next year.
So it's always 20 to 8.
Yeah, but it's actually 20 to 8 as time of recording.
Hmm. You've also got on an error... what I can only describe as half a wardrobe out to dry.
That's my washing.
You go through more changes of clothes than the royal family.
No, that's my washing front part. I only wash every couple of weeks my clothes. It's good for the environment, and I can't be arsed. So we invested in a big... it's not an airer, it's a clothes horse.
Yeah, but it's airing the clothes, so it's just an airer.
But they smell a bit feisty because eating ant, come on, yeah.
Yes, it wasn't a waft of lime
basil.
Hang on,
is that eating? Come on, if it's not the frigging... Oh, it's a... Yeah, it's not on that warm, actually. If it's not the frigging... Honest to God, I'm sick of this bloody house. If it's not...
How long have you lived here now?
18 months. If it's not the bloody fridge freezer keeps frosting over, it's the pissing eating.
You've got a fridge freezer. Your mother must be telling the whole village that you've got one of those.
Have you seen my ensuite yet?
I haven't seen it. I've seen through into it, but I haven't been in.
It's a little cupboard we are showering, but it's still an ensuite, and I'm very proud of that.
Mm.
2 years ago, I was working on commercial radio selling adverts for B&Q. Now, I'm in London with an ensuite. Cheers.
The only way is up.
Mm. What else?
Well, you've got a lot of scatter cushions.
Yeah. I like the minimalistic...
You like the what?
Minimalistic Scandi look.
Right.
Basically IKEA on a budget.
IKEA on a budget.
It's dear living down here. Anyway, that's my house.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to go and see Graham and Wendy in Spain in New Year.
Oh.
Yeah. They're having a Spanish...
Hola.
They're having a Spanish Christmas. A Spishmas.
Right.
A Spashmas.
They're not doing Fistmas, are they?
God, I hope not. Not at their age. So, yeah. And then I'm working on Christmas Day, but I'm off from Boxing
Again?
Day. Yeah.
You always work Christmas Day.
I know. I've worked... Do you know what? I don't want to be a party pooper. I've worked every Christmas since I left uni. And it does... As the years go on, you just don't... It's not the same.
But everyone that's going to tune into Jordan, try and enjoy it.
No, I do like Christmas. It's just, I work them now. It's just one of them where you can't really... It's not the same. And then on Boxing Day, my brother and sister-in-law are having me and my brothers round, and we're just going to like chill and have a few beers.
Watch Mary Poppins?
No, watching the football. What about you?
I shall be in Somerset with my family.
Somerset?
Yes.
Why are you in... Do you have a house in Somerset?
That's where my parents live, yeah.
I thought they lived in Bristol.
It's outside of Bristol.
Oh, so technically did they live in Somerset?
Yeah.
Is that why Somerset and Bristol
are the same? Some would call it North Somerset, but it's basically still Somerset.
So is Somerset and Bristol the same?
No.
Right.
I've told you this before.
So you're not at Mikey's this year?
No, that was last year.
You was up in Wakefield last
year. Yes, lot of gravy. This time we are in Somerset. May I point out, we've had Mary Poppins chat. Could we also have Mary Poppins payment?
Oh, I've still not paid you.
I need more than tuppence a bag, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I've not paid you for that yet.
Ben paid me months ago.
Oh, right, we get it. How much do I owe you again?
It was £60 a ticket.
This is what I'm... 60 bloody quid a ticket? 60 quid?
I'm just being direct and just telling you, because I think we're at that level of friendship.
So basically, it's cost me 120 quid. To go and watch Mary pissing Poppins that I didn't even want to go to, although I did enjoy it.
Was it worth every penny?
It was 60 quid's a lot of money. You know, you could get two Burnley tickets for that. I'm going to watch
Burnley. You could buy most of Burnley for that.
I'm going to go and watch Burnley against United on 28th. And that's only cost me 30 quid a ticket. I got my brother one as well, so that's 60 quid. How do you actually politely remind someone that they owe you money? Because I've got a friend that owes me a bit of money.
I think it depends on your relationship. You know, you and I obviously...
200 quid.
We're very close, and I think it's just fine to be direct with each other in the nicest possible way. For lesser friends, I think you may perhaps, like Ben and me, you've got to be a bit more circumspect about how you go along with it, especially if they are easily offended, like Ben.
Oh, God, yeah. What about like a colleague or a relative?
I think it's probably best to set the terms out ASAP.
Yeah, but...
When you are arranging the thing, you go, right, we're going to go and see Mary Poppins, a bit like I did, to be honest. Tickets are £63.25 each. Here are my bank details. If you'd like to go ahead, let me know. And then when people say yes, you go, great, Jordan, because you're having two tickets, that's 63 25 times 2. Here are my bank details.
Yeah, right, real talk, right? We're not talking about Mary Poppins tickets. Your mate from work or a relative or someone says, can you do me a borrow? Can I borrow 200
can
quid?
Can I do you a borrow?
Yeah.
In English?
Can you do me a lend?
Can I do...
Can you sort me out?
Oh.
Can you square me away? Is he for real?
Can you square me away?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that is not a saying.
Yes, it is. Can you square me away?
No.
Can you
sort me out? Not until we're 50.
Can you do me a borrow?
A borrow?
Can you lend me money?
Please may I borrow however much?
Right, so if someone you know and say, can you lend them 200 quid? And then they say...
£200?
Would you never lend 200 quid?
No. Potentially my brother at a push. And my parents, if they asked, but they wouldn't.
Would you lend me money?
No.
Cannot believe that you won't lend your friends money. You are...
If you phoned me up and you went, I am turfed out of... Hang on, stop. How many times in this series alone, when you've lost your friggin' wallet for the 408th time...
I've paid you back.
Let me know if you need any help.
I've paid you back.
I didn't give you anything.
Didn't you book that Uber for me?
Did I suck that Uber?
Book.
No, yes.
Another night. You booked that Uber for me. Shut up.
Yeah, all right, okay,
tighter
but that's
than
fine.
A crab's ass.
I'm not expecting you to pay that back. That was a gift.
Tighter than a crab's ass.
But no, if you needed it because you'd been thrown out on the street...
You want us to be back in the days of Oliver. Please, sir, may I have some more? More? More?
And now it's time for Jordan's joke of the week.
How do you tell the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman? And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So welcome back. It's Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week with a special Christmas theme for the Joke of the Week.
I'm not going to like this.
How do you tell the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
I don't know.
Snowballs. So do you know how the angel ended up on the top of a Christmas tree?
No.
Do you know the story of that?
No.
Christmas Eve, Father Christmas was so stressed, right?
Yeah.
Him and Mrs. Claus had a massive fight, Big Barney. It was nearly time to leave and he was about to get on his sleigh and it wasn't loaded. And the elves, they were talking about going on strike. Gosh. Father Christmas is fuming, yeah?
Mm-mm.
And then this angel walked into his office and said, hey, Father Christmas, what do you want me to do with this tree? That's how the angel ended up on the top of the tree.
I'm sorry to any children that are listening.
So there were my jolly jokes of the week.
To be fair, that made me laugh. We'll miss those jokes over Christmas. But, you know, at the end of the day, at least after Christmas, not long after Christmas, we are going on our tour.
Tour.
Up and down the land, going to all sorts of fabulously wonderful places and Leeds. So all the information for that and some the few tickets that are left are on our website, sextedmyboss.com, as well as our luxury merchandise, that all sorts of things, pillows, tote bags, hooded sweatshirts.
The tote bags are well smart.
Unhooded sweatshirts with mugs, if you want that sort of thing. I notice there's no bone china cup and saucer on the website.
If you are thinking at the moment, oh, what could I get my other half? What could I get my mate who's a big podcast Gene Diva listener? Then just check out the website, sexwithmyboss.com. And also, you can get tickets for our tour. If you want to come and see us live in the new year, the reason why we're doing it in January, is because A, the venues are cheaper, and B, it's a rubbish month. And
we're going to make it a little bit more rubbish.
We hope we can make it a little bit brighter.
We're also, of course, for the final time for this series, going to be running our Give Me the D competition. Mm-hmm. Shall we have one final Christmas sing-song?
Yes.
Ready? Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe producer Ben can get his Christmas bells out and add a few bells on the end.
A few bells?
On the end.
He is the king of bells.
On the end. Should we have a sing-song?
A Christmas sing-song. Are you enjoying my fistmas? I feel like you're not enjoying it. Ben's here with a face like a slapped ass. Look at him with his arms crossed. You've just said my corned beef hash was like cat food.
A one, two, three.
I want the D. I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see. So come on, boys, give me the D.
Woo!
And for those coming to our live tour, we will be giving you the D during the tour. So
we'll be giving you the D on stage.
There's a reason to come.
Right, come on, it's fist.
All right, I'm very excited. Are you ready for our final questions of Series 4?
I wish it could be fistmas every day. When the bells are singing and the bells begin to play. Oh, I wish it could be Christmas at Jordan's every day. Let the bells ring out for Christmas. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's a question from Lucy that's come in to us on email help@sextedmyboss.com. Hello, William and Jordan. I'm writing to you from the road. For the last couple of months, I've been travelling across South America, hoping that I might find myself. But instead of finding myself, I have in fact found a way to the hearts and bodies of one or two South American men.
Hey, Lucy. It's what travelling's all about. You've got to experiment. Please, for the last episode.
What?
It's William's ass.
These men are passionate lovers. I have nothing to complain about on that front. But there have been occasions when things have escalated to the bedroom. The problem is, I don't have a bedroom in Chile. I only have a hostel with 11 other not-so-lucky travellers. Mm-hmm. Is it okay that I get passionate below the bedsheets with Pablo in these rooms? Or should I say hasta la vista to Luca and wait until we get a room? Yours, and not Pablo or Luca's, Lucy.
Okay, Lucy. Yes, it's totally fine to do it in a room.
Hostel?
Yeah, it's part
nothing,
of travelling.
There is nothing romantic or sensual.
No, but it's part
about
of growing
a
up.
Hostel.
I've never been on a gap year.
No, okay. Neither have I.
But I imagine on a gap year, or when you travel to find yourself, and I recently watched In Between Us 2, it goes on. Someone gets lucky, you just turn away. I've been on stag do's where I've been on the bottom bunk.
Now I'm interested.
And I've had people, you know.
In and out.
Doing stuff on the top bunk, right? But it's part of it, okay? My tip for you, Lucy, is just try and keep it quiet. So I'd recommend that you get Pablo or Luca just to put their hand over your mouth. And actually, that could be a bit of a turn on. I've had a few G&Ds, but I'm talking...
No, Jordan, please.
I'm talking...
Hey,
no, I'm giving advice. If you put... If you've got... we've all been there when you've been...
No, we haven't.
You've been at the in-laws or you've been at your mum and dad's and you're having sex. Just a hand over the mouth. Right? Not only does it keep them quiet, it's a bit more of a turn-on. It's a... That's my advice.
I'm tasting corned beef hash again.
William Hansen, what do you recommend? Can I just say, producer Ben's in tears here. You know what it's like when you're at Kat's mum and dad, you don't want him to wear. William Hansen, your advice.
I just come home.
I'm here for the real talk.
No. I think, yeah, you can't do it in a hostel. I think in a different life, if I were... being entertained by you, Lucy, in a hostel, I think I'd struggle to feel romantic. I don't think I'd rise to the occasion, let's put it that way.
If you feel like you can't do the hand over mouth technique and you can't go to fourth base, a cheeky, you know, undercovers.
Or you could go and find somewhere else.
Yeah, do it outside.
Or stump up for a bedroom.
It's part of fun, though. It's like Mile High Club. Yeah, I've done it. Shagged in a hostel.
You've only... What do you mean, Mile High Club? Don't you? You go to absolute pieces every time you have to get on an aeroplane.
I've never done it. I'd never go to a toilet on an aeroplane. Never mind have sex.
You hardly go on an aeroplane.
No. But I'm just saying. Have you ever had sex outdoors?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
No. We've done that before.
Have we? Have you?
I haven't had sex.
We've done that before.
We...
What?
Shh. This next question is from Sophie. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, my new housemates are stealing my gin and Debonair. Help. Debonair is hard to find and they're totally freeloading and they don't even listen to the podcast. They don't deserve it. Lots of love, Sophie.
I agree, Sophie. I think you need to probably tell them about it or just do what I do. I've turned into that person.
Mm.
I love my housemates. I have landed on my feet here. I really have. I have. I get on with them really well. But I hide my... I've turned into that person. My washing powder and my washing liquid.
Oh, really?
I hide it in my cupboard, yeah.
Where in your cupboard?
It's in my top cupboard. It's just expensive. And I noticed when it was under the sink, it was going in dribs and drabs. And I was like, yeah.
Well, you could have mice.
Why would mice wash... Where are we going with this? So I'm just saying, especially if they don't listen to the podcast, they don't deserve the D, so hide it in your room. Also, if you are struggling to find it, enter our competition. Give me the D.
Indeed. Or you could always get new housemates.
Okay.
A question that's come into us via Instagram. This is from Roman. Is there any Christmas season variation of G&D, like a warmed solution or one with a cinnamon stick in it? You ever had a cinnamon stick in you?
What's the question again?
Is there any Christmas seasonal variation of gin and Debonair, like a warmed solution or one with a cinnamon stick in it?
Oh, that's a great question.
Do you know
question.
What? We should try heating up gently. Maybe the Debonair pre-gin.
I've got some mulled wine.
Yeah, it's probably very similar to that.
I think it's a good Christmas drink, actually, because it's got orange in.
Maybe without the ice. Try it without the ice.
Yeah, without the ice. Yeah, without the ice and with an orange in. Yeah. Maybe a cranberry.
But you could heat it up. Mm. You could maybe pop it in the microwave for a bit or on a saucepan over a low heat.
We fully recommend over Christmas that you invest in some Debonair and some gin and have yourself.
It's a very good party drink. It will get things going.
Okay, last question, please, William
Hansen. Last question of the series. We're going out to watch ice hockey with another couple. We bought all four tickets, understanding they would pay for theirs.
Oh.
But only one of them has paid.
This is very fitting.
They've been going out for over a year, and we assumed they would pay together. Who do we awkwardly ask for the money?
Oh.
Do we ask at all?
Well, we talked about this at the start of the episode, so what's your advice?
Well, if you've got a group of friends that are going with it, usually...
Oh, it seems like everybody's owing everyone money.
In this modern age, there's probably a WhatsApp group coming with your group trip to whatever you're doing, Mary Poppins or ice hockey. And so on the group chat, you can set the ground rules. Hi, everyone. I've bought all the tickets. It's X pounds per head. Here are my bank details. Please let me know when you've paid. And then if, let's say, if it was the three of us in a WhatsApp group, Ben can go, I've paid you on the 1st of May. And then that then pressures you, Jordan, to pay.
Hypocrite. I've asked you loads of times to give me your bank details and tell me how much
I've sent you them.
Have you?
Yes.
I don't even... Right, I will pay you.
You've got them anyway.
Yeah, I probably have. Oh, by the way, you know all the times I've put... When I've, like, put money in your account and I've put lap dance or cock rings. Yeah.
It's hysterical, yes. Yeah.
Do you know, I seen on...
So you have got my bank details.
Yeah, I have. So you know, I seen on Martin Lewis that you shouldn't do that because loads of mates do it, but it could actually affect your credit. When banks and creditors are looking at you, it could really affect your credit. I do... It's like an on-running thing with my mates. We've done it since we were kids. Money for lap dance. So I can give them a tenner a night out for a lap dance, but still... I didn't.
Well, there we go. We have come to the end of series four. Nearly to the end, because I think there is probably a bit of time for a bit of a come dine with me-esque tour of your house.
Yeah, I feel like I was real... All day I've been looking forward to my Christmas party, friends at Christmas. I've bleached my house. I've made corned beef
bleached
hash.
Bleached your what?
My house.
Oh, your house. A very thoughtful host.
I'm dead. I've bleached my house. I've made corned beef hash and I feel like my fist was...
How long did that take you to make?
About 40 minutes.
Talk me through the process.
Okay, so do you know what?
Maybe it's a bit like a sausage. You don't really need to know how it's made.
Yeah, I'll put the recipe on the website. The recipe will be on the website.
Should we go on a bit of a tour? Can I also say, Jordan?
Yep.
Thank you for a lovely series.
Ah.
And also thank you. We haven't been to Monaco. We haven't been to Burnley, but we have been to Mary Poppins, and that means a lot to me.
Ah.
And also whatever part of Scotland we're in at the moment.
We're in North London. And thank you to you, our Gene Divas, for listening. Before William takes you on a tour of my flat, remember, we've got tickets available for our tour, which is happening in the new year, sextedmyboss.com. Also, we've got some merchandise on there. It's decent merch as well. We won't put it on if we thought it was shite. We've put a lot of thought and effort into it.
Right, so let's go and have a look around Jordan's inner sanctum.
Right, so this is my living room.
The kitchen's very nice. A whiff of corned beef hash.
This is my kitchen. This is my fridge.
Well, to be fair, it's a fairly ordinary looking kitchen.
Do you want to say what's in there?
Look, you've got your chorizo slices.
That's my picky tea for tomorrow.
Right.
If I don't have a curry on a Friday, I have a picky tea. So I've got my scotched egg, chorizo slices.
Some cans of Strongbow.
I don't like cider. I don't know who's that. Oh, they're my housemate's husband. I don't like cider.
Why don't you leave them? Just leave them. Don't interfere with your housemate's husband's goods.
Take you through now.
Thank you.
This
can
is...
I just say, dotted around your flat are your presenter cards from your place of work that you've used to label things.
Yeah, so it says Joe's room, keep out.
But then above it says Jordan North, Jordan North, Jordan North, etc.
This is my bedroom where the action happens by myself.
There is actually a rose on the bed. The window is wide open, so it's freezing cold. Things look smaller in the cold. And
shut up, I'll shut the window.
Oh, look at this. You've got a post-it note on the wall that says, get an accountant.
Yeah, it's been a good year. That's my mood board.
Yes, your mood board. Ideas. There's nothing on that one.
I don't want you to read this. Let's move on.
What's this one here? Never be bland or boring. We'll move that one to the front. You've got a £25 off some trouser vouchers.
Wines of the week.
Get you.
That's from my dad. He likes his red. Oh, look. That's from my ambitions. You can read that, actually.
Is this your ambitions?
Yes, for 2019 that I wrote.
Help my sex and my boss sold out tour.
We're nearly there. Okay, let's move on.
Look, you've got quite a lot of books. Now Jordan North Book Club, I always think is fascinating because you have books that I would never think you actually have. You've got Margaret Atwood,
yeah,
The Handmaid's Tale. You've got Joey Barton's autobiography, No Nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
I cried from start to finish.
Very nice. Oh, you've got some Haribo Easter mix. Oh. How long have they been there? Well, I can probably guess.
Look, I've got all my radio books, Essential Radio Skills, Creating Powerful Radio, the nation's favourite.
They don't look broken in.
How to Make Great Radio, Radio Secrets, Essential Radio Skills. What about this one? Look at this, right? This is...
You've got a book called Bond on Bond. Should we talk about that?
It's James Bond. What about that?
Gosh, Burnley Monopoly, unopened.
Yeah, I got it last Christmas. I've still not played it yet. Right, do you want to root through all else?
Can I look in your bedside drawer?
Can you look in my bedside drawer? No, no.
Yes.
Don't. What's, hey, come on, etiquette expert. You know not to go in someone's bedside drawer.
Let me look.
No, producer Ben. No, William.
Jordan, what on earth is that?
Get out, Ben. Take it off. Take it off him. Ben, turn that off now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company. With me, Jamie Lang, out now.
Hello, G&D Divas. We're just popping up in case you're deep in episodes from years ago to tell you that very soon you can see us in the cinema.
Hello from the future. It's future William and Jordan here. Stop living in the past and get up today. On Tuesday, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help I Sex and My Boss Live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sexandmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sexandmyboss.com/cinema.